passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook.
Every time we take a probiotic, we're ingesting millions of microbacteria. So is there any chance we could be eating too many? How long do they live? And do animals have them too? Michael LeBrock is from Simprove and is an expert in probiotics.
Really, your digestive system has a great ability that's evolved over thousands, millions of years to self-regulate. So once you've got good bacteria in there, the populations will stabilise and they find an equilibrium. The point is making sure that you've got more of the good bacteria and as few as possible of the bad bacteria.
What sort of foods do you think you should eat perhaps to encourage the good ones?
Bacteria love foods which are rich in fibre, so that they like a substrate in the bowel that they can live on and that they can attach to, and you know they need nutrients as well. So the general rules of thumb for a healthy diet anyway, 5 portions of fruit and veg a day, plenty of dietary fibre, then you're creating an ideal environment in your bowel for the good bacteria to thrive.
In terms of where you get the bacteria from when you grow them for a product, where do they actually come from? Are you scooping them out of someone's tummy and then growing them or something?
Our particular bacteria, which are unique to Simprove, they originally came from agriculture. So going back 15, 20 years, the founders of the business, the inventor, if you like, who's a gentleman called Barry Smith, he was using probiotics with farm animals as a substitute for what was being imposed at the time, which was to start to use hormones and supplements that he didn't want to use. So he was looking for a natural alternative and discovered that in barley, particularly, but in lots of other cereal crops, you get naturally occurring strains of Lactobacillus probiotic bacteria, which is, that's a genus, and there are lots of different strains within that. So that was the starting point, and then the way that this was refined was to identify exactly what species they were, to isolate the 4 most beneficial species, which we now put in Simprove. And we actually have a reference sample of each of those, which is stored in a vault up in Edinburgh. So we know that every batch that we make contains exactly those 4 strains of bacteria and nothing else.
And do all the bacteria live in the same place, or do some go into different parts of the colon and the digestive tract?
They almost certainly do, but it's a very difficult thing to measure in a living person. It'd be a very difficult experiment to find out exactly what was where. But there is plenty of evidence that there are some bacteria which populate the small intestine, and that there are others which you tend to find in high concentrations in the colon.
The guy that invented it, say, was doing it with for his cattle and things. Is it something we should also be feeding to our pets?
Well, we actually produce another product which is called lactosin, which is specifically for the pet and agriculture market. In animals where they have tummy problems, often the reasons are very similar to the reasons that humans get tummy problems. So probiotics are just as good for cats and dogs as they are for people.
And are they the same kinds of bacteria that go into animals?
They are. I mean, if you look at the bacteria that are living in the digestive tract of an animal, they'll be related species to the ones in humans, but there will be some different. And that's because bacteria have evolved to live in certain species of animals. So there are some which are adapted to humans and some which are adapted to cats and dogs. But a lot of them we have in common with animals, and they're bacteria that you can find anywhere in your environment. Now, when we're born, we have a sterile bowel. There are very few strains of bacteria living in there at all. And the first exposure that the bowel gets to probiotics is actually from breast milk. Following that, it's all these other 350 species that are gradually introduced through food and through touching things and putting fingers in mouth and the environment as a whole.
Does that mean, therefore, that perhaps we should be avoiding eating animal products, whether it's the actual animal flesh or byproducts, because of the fact they've got different bacteria that perhaps don't suit us? Or does it not get transferred in the same way?
It doesn't get transferred in the same way. There's certainly no evidence that should present any problem. Our digestive tract and our immune system is very good at selecting out which bacteria are bad bacteria or pathogenic bacteria, which is the proper term for them, and which ones are okay. And remember that the environment in the stomach especially is very acidic, and there are lots of enzymes in there. So most bad bacteria won't even get past the stomach. And interestingly, that's actually a big challenge for probiotic products to reach the bowel. They have to pass through this very hostile environment of the stomach. And again, that's one of the big advantages of Simprove, which is because it's a drink and it's barley-based, doesn't produce the same sort of digestion as a solid tablet or a yogurt drink would. So it finds it a lot easier to reach where it needs to be in the lower digestive tract.
That's Michael LeBrock from Simprove.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear more at passionforfreshideas.com.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Interviews on demand.
Interviews when you want them.
This service is free. Register now at passionforfreshideas.com or click through from passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.